Our theme tonight is 9/11 and the missing money. As our guest this evening is David Ray Griffin, amazing, remarkable man, talking about his new book on 9/11. The 9/11 had a great deal to do with the missing money. At the time of 9/11, there was $4 trillion missing. The Twin Towers and Building 7 both contained significant records related to investigations and enforcement or trading of the tech bubble, the housing bubble, and the government securities market. You had Cantor Fitzgerald, Salomon Brothers, which was then owned by Citibank, but had previously for years been owned by Warren Buffett. And Warren Buffett was a key investor in it. And then, of course, the SEC and FBI New York offices. The place hit in the Pentagon was the Office of Naval Intelligence Office investigating the missing money. The Army claimed the next year they couldn't produce financials because of the attack on Pentagon, which I don't believe, but it certainly, I'm sure, sounded good. The missing money continued after 9/11. At that point, the Pentagon really went unchecked, and that included massive amounts of money missing in Iraq. And then we know in 2015, there was $6.5 trillion. Dr. Kit Skidmore and his team have just found another $1 trillion. So we're now up to $19 trillion just for HUD and DOD without checking the other agencies.